Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to True View Radio with your host, Roland. Today is going to be a phenomenal show. Two authors and 14 poets. If you don't have a Valentine's Day, I'm going to start you off in the right way. We're going to talk about everything today. We have an exciting author here with us today, Dr. Mona Barbera, the author of Bring Yourself to Love, How Couples Can Turn and Disconnection into Intimacy. So I'm excited to talk to her about it. And then we have 14 poet and spoken word artists that's going to come on and share their works with you today.
Listen.
Welcome to True View Radio with your host, Roland. And like I said earlier, today is going to be a special show. But if you want to know more information about the show, you can do a couple of things. You can follow me on Twitter, and the address for that is www.twitter.com/TrueViewRadio. And let me spell that for you. That's TRUVUE Radio. And we also have a self-help book club that if you're more than welcome to check into. There's countless numbers of books from all the different guests that come onto the show who have self-help material. And Dr. Barbera, who's here with us today, is no different. And you can find that information on www.shelfari.com/TrueViewRadio. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce a wonderful therapist today with us to talk about her book, Bring Yourself to Love, How Couples Can Turn Disconnection into Intimacy. And we're going to bring on Dr. Mona Barbera. Dr. Barbera, are you in the house with me today?
Hi, Roland, right here.
Welcome to the show today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to be here.
Excellent, excellent. So you have a book, Bring Yourself to Love, How Couples Can Turn Disconnection into Intimacy. And we're going to talk about that shortly. But why don't you tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself as they're piling into the chat room and piling up on the phone. The phone lines are already lit up.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I am thrilled when couples can move out of those fast, disconnected, unhappy places back to melting together. I love it in my own life, and I love it when I see it in the couples in my office and in my workshops. And I wrote the book so people could have a personal coach to take them through it step by step, so they could just get to that attitude of gratitude with each other instead of the arguing and the distancing and the loneliness.
Now, that's kind of interesting that you would mention it, because I read your book, and my question that I have for you right out the gate, you mentioned your husband and how you had to work on your compromising when you went overseas, and you gave a great example of the compromising, where you guys used to kind of argue about certain things.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it can change in a minute. You're on a beautiful beach and a beautiful vacation, and I bring up a subject, and 5 seconds later, it's like we're in hell. And it just happens so quickly. The example that I gave, I was proud of, because I felt like I was able to trace my own attitude back to my own past and to go from an attacking, victimized place to one of generosity and caring about him, not just my own hurt. And I love how it turned it around, and I think he did too.
Now, that was good to know, because I know that with Valentine's coming up, there's a lot of people who are going to be in love right until Saturday, and then they may be experiencing some disconnection if things don't go the way that it's supposed to go. Now, what made you get into something you noticed you wrote inside the book, the ITF?
Yeah, the Internal Family Systems. Well, I've been a therapist for 40 years, but when I found this method, for me it combined the limitlessness of spirituality and the concreteness of psychology. Because to me, when I work with somebody, it's not just about a diagnosis or about analyzing them or looking at their problems. It's about looking at their potential. what they could get to in a flash, and the surprising, wonderful things they come up with that you don't know where it comes from, except maybe, you know, from something mysterious, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're not going to go far into the book because we want people to definitely buy your book, Bring Yourself to Love, How Couples Can Turn Disconnection into Intimacy. But I have a question. Now, you have a – well, you actually have a couple of websites. Why don't you, before we get into the interview of your book, tell the people how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, so they could just type the name of the book in bringyourselftolove.com, and that'll get them to a website full of articles about everything from recession to holidays to fighting to everything they want, and all kinds of information that'll help them.
Okay, so you have the website bringyourselftolove.com,
right.
And then you also have another one I think that you have just brought out, which is let me see. What was that website there that you just did? It was kind of lengthy, the other lengthy one.
The bringyourselftolove.com will get you to the good stuff.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's all you need to know. Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, so now let's just jump right on into it then. In your book, you speak about turning it upside down. What?
Exactly.
I wish I
was going to call the book that title, because it's all about changing your point of view right when you're in the thick of it. Because when you feel hurt and disappointed with your mate and you go from that loving feeling to that enemy feeling, you're consumed with this idea that your partner's to blame and should change. And it's very hard to unstick yourself from that. And what I'd like you all to do who are listening is turn that upside down and look at how you lose your connection. What happens to you when you lose your connection, your calm, and your curiosity about your mate?
Now, let me ask you this. What do you think is a common reason why people disconnect after being married or after being in a relationship for such a period of time?
You mean like losing the spark?
Yes.
Okay, so that's different than the arguing couple. The arguing couple, you know, can argue 1 minute and they can be passionate the next. But the disconnected couple, they are probably avoiding the issues. They are probably sticking to safe areas, maybe being more cuddly friends than exciting partners, and they're collaborating and not going into risky areas. And that's when you really got to rock the boat a little bit and bring up these issues, but when you bring them up, be prepared to stay calm and connected when you get the response you don't want.
Mm. Is that kind of something like you mentioned in the book, identifying the negative cycle with your partner?
Exactly. I'm saying think ahead, because when you bring up these risky subjects, it's a good thing to do, but I can almost guarantee you're not going to get the response you want right off the bat. And if you can stay calm and connected while your partner's getting angry, defensive, blaming, distancing, acting like a victim, whatever, you're going to have the chance to have a good conversation instead of a bad one.
Hmm. So let me ask you this then. My question would be, are most people, when they in this position that you're talking about, are they going in as victim and these are past issues that they are bringing to the relationship and they haven't been resolved, or is it with that specific person?
It's usually one thing I say in the book is if it's intense, it's your own. That's where you take your temperature.
Mm-hmm.
If you're intensely upset, it's almost always about yourself, even though you really would like to blame it on your partner. But if you can interrupt that cycle, turn it upside down, and look inside yourself, like I said I did on that beach in Costa Rica that I talked about, you'll find out it's about you. Like for me, I asked, we're having this great time, and I said to my husband, you know, I'm doing all these things you like to do in Costa Rica, all these business deals, I'm traipsing around with you and getting hot and everything. And, you know, when we go back to the States, how about you do something I want to do? And he goes, sure. And then I say, well, how about we take a couples workshop together? And he goes, no, I don't think so.
Right. I read that and I started laughing.
Yeah.
It was sure until it was kind of work related. And it didn't involve the beach. I thought that was really funny when I read that. It was interesting. Okay, so now you have a lot of stories that you tell within the book, and I don't want to go greatly into the stories, but obviously there were four reasons why you wrote the stories, and you also have a lot of exercises in there. How does that play into the different areas of the ITF?
Okay. In internal family systems, what we do is, first of all, we encourage you to start with yourself, what you can do in your relationship, and try to unstick yourself from this idea that your partner's the one who has to change. And if you're willing to do that, you're on square one. And the second thing you do is, when you're in the middle of it with your partner, ask yourself, have I lost connection? Have I lost calm? Am I thinking about my favorite addictions? Am I blaming? Am I shaming? Have I lost my sense of teamwork? And then from that point, go inside yourself and look for the blaming, shaming reactions. And don't try to get rid of them. This is the beautiful thing about internal family systems, is that you don't have to get rid of any of those things. You don't have to learn to speak carefully. You can actually get to know them. And you can be kind and loving to yourself, and that's going to translate into kind and loving towards your mate.
Now, I want to just go back briefly on one thing. Can you tell the people a little bit about the ITF and IFS, and tell them how it started and who came about it for those who may not be familiar with the process?
Sure. Internal Family Systems was started about 20 years ago by this pioneer named Richard Schwartz, who was a family therapist. And he realized that people were talking about different parts of themselves in the session. They say, well, part of me wants to eat a lot of chocolate. Part of me wants to exercise and lose weight. A part of me, you know, and sometimes it would get much more serious with the traumatized people, more severe things that they'd want to do. I feel guilty. I want to, you know, cut myself even sometimes when people are so upset they do really crazy things. And he started listening to these parts, and he found that they had something to say. And so he started encouraging people to listen to these different parts of themselves with acceptance, even the ones that they judged and feared. And he found this whole new world opening up in people where they could just naturally find resolution to things by listening inside.
Wow, that is fantastic. Okay, so now we have what the IFS model, excuse me, is. And now my question is, we go into exile.
Yeah, exile. So that's what happened to me on the beach when I got upset. I really lost it when my husband said no, he didn't want to do the couples workshop. And I felt it was just like the worst thing he'd ever said to me in my life. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. Your husband, you know, or your wife closes the refrigerator door wrong, and you're just like, it's like the end of the world. And you can't help it. It's just such a strong feeling. But I traced it back, and for me it had to do with, you know, bless my mother's heart, she was wonderful, but she did drink a lot. And when she drank, she was pretty fiery. And it traced it back to me to this feeling of just saying, I want this or I want that. And all of a sudden my mother flying off the handle and just feeling so guilty and terrible about that. And as soon as I made that connection, I could come back to the present, leave my little girl past, and come back as an adult wife who cared about her husband.
I see. So that would lead me into my next question. You speak about self-energy.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people call it different things, you know, soul, spirit, your true self. We just call it self-energy, and we say that when you're calm, connected, and compassionate, that's who you really are. Mm-hmm. When you lose that, it's probably one of these exiles who are hurt, and you feel like you need to protect yourself.
So it's more like a protective mechanism, but you have to kind of go into yourself.
Yeah, if you're willing to do that, you might really be surprised how you can come out again and get with your partner and have surprising good times.
Yes, because that is the objective, after all, to have a good time with your partner. Right now, I'm speaking to Dr. Mona Barbera, the author of Bring Yourself to Love, How Couples Can Turn Disconnection into Intimacy. And if you want to get more information about her and her book, you can go to her website, which is the same title as the book, bringyourselftolove.com. So, Dr. Barbera, as we move into the how do you connect faith? Because you spoke about something that I found that stood out to me like, I don't know, like a diamond, if you would. You said giving better to your partner is also giving better to yourself.
Oh, I'm glad you like that one.
I loved it, actually.
Oh, that's great. What did you love about it?
The thing that I loved about it is because if you want to be able to put something into the relationship, you have to give something. You can't expect to be able to just put, take from the relationship and not offer anything back. And I think that that's where the concept can be taken out of context, where we think that we're putting in, but we're not.
Right, because we're so focused on our own hurt and disappointment. And I'm saying, turn on a dime. When you start getting focused on your own hurt, like I did on that beach there, or on Saturday when you're not getting the flowers or the dinner or the exact thing you want, turn on a dime and think, okay, there's something I'm not getting here now, but what can I give that's better than what I'm getting? You be the leader and start that generous feeling. And I can almost guarantee you're going to have something good happen to you within 5 minutes, an hour, or a couple of hours.
So you think that it's definitely a mind process then, how to get your mind in the mode of, I guess you would say, changing your thought process.
Exactly. Anybody who's willing to do that and stop the automatic descent into unhappiness, which can happen in, I think, 3.5 seconds, I think they're going to get a lot of benefit from that.
Fantastic. Now, on the reconnection side of things, how do you go about reconnecting after you've been through the whole process of the IFS?
Well, that's your natural state. Connected is your natural state. And we don't feel like we have to teach people how to be connected. We feel that that's just who you truly are. And once you get to know what's in the way of that, be it one of these exiles from the past or a protector that wants to protect you, thinking you're a little girl or a little boy again, you're going to naturally find that connection. Isn't that a wonderful thing that you don't have to work for that, that that's your true self?
This is true. I would definitely agree with you that way. I just think that as individuals, there's so much complexities to us that if we find someone who actually gets us, it's a beautiful thing. And even, like I like to say Valentine's Day 365 days a year, especially if you're with the one that you love. But, of course, we're all going to have our moments where we do disconnect, because sometimes if we could disconnect from ourselves, we probably would disconnect from ourselves. But, unfortunately, when you're dealing with another person who doesn't know the inner us, it helps to be able to communicate that way.
Yeah. So, like you said, the giving better back, that wonderful feeling of being known, give that. Just when you wish your partner was giving you something that you would like, give them curiosity, acceptance, appreciation, gratitude, and it'll come back to you.
Now, in closing, because I definitely have to have you back again because there's more to your book that I would definitely like to discuss with you. However, tonight I have a fully packed show that I have to get through. But in closing, what can someone get from your book, Bring Yourself to Love? Like they buy your book, what is the ultimate thing that you want them to know, the listeners, that they will get?
You're going to actually know how to turn disconnection into intimacy with your particular partner in your particular unique way by being yourself. Not by having to change yourself, but by being yourself.
Fantastic. Now, just one more time, give them your contact information. And now you're on Amazon.com as well, too, your book, correct?
Sure, and in selected bookstores. It's bringyourselftolove.com.
That's pretty easy, family. Bringyourselftolove.com, and we're speaking with Dr. Mona Barbera. And Dr. Barbera, thank you so much for being here tonight. We will have to definitely have you back again so we can talk some more. Thank you so much for being on TrueView Radio. Have a great night.
Valentine's Day. Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Stay well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, coming up next, family, we're going to have some poets who will recite some of their work. We're also going to have some conscious words. It's just going to be exciting and very sexy. So I'm going to play this track real quick from a brother who sent me a track. His name is Versatile, and the name of his song is Politics. So we'll be right back in a few seconds, and we're going to get right into it.
I know they say love is a game, but let's get serious. I gotta know more than your name, girlfriend, I'm serious. You're driving me insane, I think I'm delirious. I got so much to say, and I hope that you're hearing this. You see, I don't want my words to be in vain. My heart pumps you all through my veins. Since time is continuous, I'll be playing like Jane. I loved you the first second I saw you. I reckon I adore you. My love is like an old school note without the note or the maybe soul. See, I'm banking on you, certainly, yes. So I won't rest unless I have you for the rest of my life. Your presence has got me lopsided, and I can't hide it. Now you say I got issues, true, but most of them involve you. By the way, can I involve you in my madness? Without you, there's no method to it. Nothing more, nothing less but to do it. I tell you what, I'll be the politician, and you be the voter. Elect me, and we do half on a son or a daughter. You know what heaven sent you? I'm the one who put in the order. I don't care about the shipping as long as I'm handling you at some point. You think me kicking game is a game? Then you're missing the point. I'm not a novice, I got this. So what's up?
Welcome back to True View Radio with your host, Roland. That was spoken word artist Versatile, who will be on the show tonight to give us some of his spoken word. Now, I'm going to go ahead and bring on some of these poets and have them do their things so we can keep it nice and sexy. The first poet I'm going to bring on is from the 706 area code. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I was encouraged with speaker Derek Hayes calling to you from Columbus, Georgia, about an hour and a half outside of Atlanta.
What is going on, family? You know, I was looking at your website, and I was excited when I saw you coming on. This is Derek Hayes, ladies and gentlemen, from outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And Derek Hayes is an encouragement speaker, and I was kind of anxious to know. Tell me what an encouragement speaker does.
An encouragement speaker, well, he does the same thing that motivational speakers do, but he encourages. The way I grew up, my parents always told me, said, man, give me my flowers today. So when they say give me my flowers today, that means you should already be motivated. But somewhere along the way, sometimes we get off track each day, and so you just need a little encouragement to keep going. That's what's happening with the economy. We just need a little encouragement. And so when I saw everybody was going to motivation, I said, one day they're going to come back to me anyway. So I just looked and I saw that encouragement lane was open. So I just started using encouragement speaker, and encouragementspeaker.com was available. And then one day I was down and out, and all I had was a dictionary on one side and the Bible on the other. And I kept seeing that word, woe, like woe is me. But woe no longer is a trial or a tribulation, but it's a triumph and a testimony. Because woe means word of encouragement. So I say, before you leave this radio show tonight, or before you lay down and go to sleep, give someone a woe, which means give them a word of encouragement.
And you know what? That's all right. I kind of dig that, man. That's a beautiful thing, man. Big up to you on that one, Derek.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. It's all about having fun and giving back.
Well, you know what? Nowadays, we need to be able to laugh a little bit because, you know, with the state of the economy, like you said, things are a little tough. So, Derek, what are you going to do for us tonight?
I wrote a piece called Are You Inspiration? Because, I reached out to you from Hero. Everyone needs to know about Hero. Help a reporter out. So there's a lot of leads on a lot of people, especially people of color, they're slipping on these opportunities. And so I reached out to you because you had a little poetry opportunity. So are you inspiration? It says, I don't know your name. It must be smile. I waited all day to see you. Now I know it's worth a while. You could be cloudy. You could be blue. You could be pain. You always true. See, I was in a moment of doubt. I searched, found, and checked you out. The question is, what did I see? Innocence that can set you free. A voice that gives light choice. Purpose that gives you life. Vision that ends all strife. Pictures are worth a thousand words. They are the photograph of what could be, what should be, and what is, and what you are. You are inspiration. So thank you for inspiring me to write. Are you inspiration?
Oh, man, that is nice, man. You got me over here snapping my fingers, man. Snap, snaps for you.
Hey, man. Go ahead.
How long have you been doing poetry, Derek?
Poetry, I just do poetry when I'm called to do it. I don't do it that often, but when I do it, I want it to be something that, you know, people can read and people can say, okay, that's all right there. You know, so I just share my words, man, whether it's a poem, an article, a book, you know, just a word of encouragement, like, you know, just something about words that, you know, that God gave me. So he said, man, just look inside words and you can pull something out to change somebody's life. Like, you just look inside the word life itself. You'll find the word if. You know, if you don't try, who's to say you will succeed? And life does one thing to you. It takes you through something, only to make you do something.
Then you ain't never said a line on that one. Now, Derek, why don't you tell people how they can get a hold of you?
Oh, they can get a hold of me on my website, DerekHayes.com. That's DerekHayes.com. On MySpace.com/DerekHayes. I'm on Twitter at Encouragement, the number 4 and the letter U. YouTube. Check out my video clips, Encouragement, the number 4, the letter U. You can reach out to me. My newsletter is called The Word, so anyone out there looking to promote their business, you go to mondaysword.com and sign up for my newsletter. It comes out each Monday morning called The Word, which is wisdom, other resources, and development. So don't have no excuses and say you don't have a way to promote what you're doing, because I have a newsletter. I just give it to the people, and I promote you for free. You can email me at info@DerekHayes.com. If you're listening right now and you need a word of encouragement, all you have to do is email me your name. If you email me your name at info@DerekHayes.com, I'll give you a Derek name where I turn your name into a positive message. Because God gave me a gift. He said, take words, people's names, and turn them into positive messages. For example, rolling means reveal our love and nurture dreams. See, that's rolling into a Derek name. So if you email me at info@DerekHayes.com, I have your name turned into a positive message. And if you're out there and you want to book me to speak, it's 866-WOE-7879. 866-WOE-7879. Not woe is in a trial, but woe is in a testimony.
Hey, Derek, you know, I'm going to have you back on that Darren. I actually think I heard you somewhere speaking on that before. But I have your email information. I'm definitely going to keep up with you because I want to have you back and so we can discuss that. But
okay.
I appreciate you calling in, brother. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you again.
All right, and reach back out to me so I can promote you in my newsletter, bro.
Definitely. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You take care. I'm going to put you back on hold so that way you can talk with the people in the chat room.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care. Thank you for coming through.
Yeah, thanks.
You're listening to True View Radio with your host, Roland, and I have my next guest on the line, which is Julie Tyler Johnson. Julie Tyler Johnson, are you here with me?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to True View Radio with your host, Roland. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good, good, good. Now, I know, Julie, you have a poem that I think that I just thoroughly enjoyed. It's called Belonging?
Yes.
Fantastic. Now, before you read Belonging, let me ask you this. What do you consider to be romantic?
Well, my poem is about actually leaving or endings. So what do I find to be romantic? Somebody showing up, somebody being present, somebody listening, sharing stories, sharing poems like this.
Mm-hmm.
I find all those romantic.
Now let me ask you another question. What inspires you to write these poems?
I rise up in the morning a little bit before the sun rises, and I go out and I walk in our wild prairie, which we have a labyrinth, about an acre large. And when I walk the prairie, I listen and notice and become motivated. Or like other people, when something's happening in my life, sometimes a poem comes to mind. I've written poems since I was a teenager, but that's not my primary means of writing.
What do you write, typically?
Books.
Okay, what kind of books?
Mostly my books are for young adults, teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
One is on writing. It's called Spiritual Journaling, Writing Your Way to Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And so It's using journaling as a means to open up both spiritually, psychologically, emotionally.
Well, I like the sound of that. You know, actually, you should probably reach back out to me again because I do a lot of different shows
mm-hmm.
for the teens as well, such as some shows I've done as Your Body's Your Temple, where
yeah.
I try to make sure that, you know, children can respect their bodies instead of getting STDs or pregnancy or something like that. So your book will fall right in line with some of the work that I do. So reach back out to me on that, and we'll definitely put that together. Now, you're going to read your poem, Belonging, if you'd be so kind and do so. I would appreciate it.
Sure, Belonging. Two cranes rise up out of the creek, heading west, calling out their farewell and their salutations. I want them to land in our pond, but they keep going. Like an end of a circle, the sound of coming and going are one and the same. Always arriving to leave. This is what belonging sounds like, the calling out of the cranes as they pass. This is what belonging feels like, the longing to follow while one stays. The cranes land somewhere out of sight and sound, and all this must bring me happiness, the passing of their call, the distance of where their beauty rests, a moment of grace with you.
Fantastic. Wow, that's really sweet.
Good. Sweet's good.
Sweet is definitely good. I appreciate that. Now, do you have a website or anything that people can go ahead and get additional information
sure.
about you, Julie?
Sure. In the blog, a lot of which is about spiritual journaling,
mm-hmm.
using your journal. And that's just my name, www.julietallardjohnson.com. And Tallard's T-A-L-L-A-R-D. Johnson.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your work. I really appreciate it. And don't forget to reach out to me on the book information. That's pretty
right.
good. Now, we have countless numbers of poets on the line that's going to be coming up. You're listening to True View Radio, so I'm asking you to be patient, and we'll get through all 14 because, you know, two authors and 14 poets for Valentine's Day. We're going to keep it real sexy. And I have a caller from the 770 area code 949 prefix. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Alice Shapiro calling from a suburb of Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, my goodness. Atlanta is representing up in here. Alice Shapiro, welcome to True View Radio. Much appreciated with you being here.
Thank you, Roland.
Thank you for being here. Now, why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself, because I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, this is your first telecast?
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know what? As a matter of fact, since it's your first time being on the air, I want to do something and make it real special for you. I'm going to give you an applause because there's more to come. So this is how I feel. Now, that's a little motivation for you. See, that way you can have something to look forward to for the future.
Okay.
So why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself and what you're going to read for us?
Okay. I'm 62 years old, and I've only been writing poetry recently. I started in 1985, and then I stopped, and I returned to it about 3 years ago. And my first collection of poems is being released on March 3rd.
Mm-hmm. What's the title called?
It's called Cracked, Timeless Topics of Nature, Courage, and Endurance.
Mm-hmm. And how can they find out more information about, like, what's your website and all that fun stuff so they can purchase the book or take a look and get some insight onto you?
Okay. The website is alicechapiro.com. And they can purchase pre-release copies of the book now, but it will actually be released in March.
Fantastic. Okay. And now you have some poetry you would like to read for us. Please feel free to. What's the title?
Yes, sir. It's called Breach.
Okay, please do.
Thank you. The glories of a hand upon a page, curious hand upon red lips, a sob, a battle cry, Legion skips to nowhere. Why not leap over obstacles? Yours, mine. Build goodwill, shine like gold. The prayer of arms round a waist, shouldering a weeping mouth, clasping a fragile heart, colored by a constant need to write. Legs entwined, making time agreeable, sweet.
See, I like that. See, that means that, see, people can teach us, the seniors, because, you know, they have the experience and the wisdom to just share those compassionate words just to reach the inner soul. I love that. Breach is actually one of my favorites. I know you submitted some other poetry, but that was one of my favorites, and I can't wait to get a look at your book of poetry. And congratulations to you, because it takes a whole lot to produce a book. Since I'm working on one myself, I know how much work it takes to do the book. So, you know, I'm very happy that you feel the need to put out a book of poetry. It was very nice to have you here, Alice.
Thank you very much, Roland. I really appreciate it, too.
Thank you so much. And please keep in contact. We'll have you back again.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Bye.
You're listening to True View Radio with your host, Roland, and we have on two authors and 14 poets and spoken word artists. It's just crazy up in here. I'm looking at this phone line, and it's just calls on top of calls. So we're going to work our way through it. Caller from the 818 area code, what's your name and where you're calling from? 818 area code.
This is Jasmine, and I'm calling from Santa Clarita, California.
Miss Jasmine, what's going on?
Nothing much.
You know what, Jasmine?
Actually, there's a lot going on.
you just created history on the True View Radio Show.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know what that is?
No. What's history? Is it because
you're
the
first
time
person to be on the show twice.
Yay!
So welcome to the show. Jasmine was on a show several months ago for Jasmine's Kitchen, and she has been real busy these days doing big things. Now, Jasmine, why don't you tell the people what's been going on with you?
Okay, since the last show, I finally put the website up. So if those of you that are interested in looking at my webisodes or cooking demos, my new email address, or I'm sorry, my website address is www.jasminescookingshow.com. And that's Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N-E-S, cookingshow.com. And basically, my website is for the home cook. So it's from my kitchen to your kitchen. And I also have my signature designer spices that I sell on there as well. And there's a lot more things coming up in the future, but definitely got it out there so you guys can all get the chance to view the webisodes and as well as email me and have any questions about cooking any certain dishes. I'm there for you.
I must say one thing. Your website is phenomenal.
Thank you.
I mean, I felt like I was sitting in the living room with a flat-screen TV. Did you tell the people you have, like, the different shows that they can watch and get the cooking?
Yes. There's 7 episodes on there. So there's one about tacos, authentic Mexican tacos. There's one about holiday ham. So if you have a holiday coming up like Christmas or Easter or Thanksgiving, there's a ham recipe in there. There's a healthy meatloaf recipe that's from turkey versus using beef. There's salads. There's all types of recipes on there, but they're very easy. So what I do is I go step by step so that you can pause it, break it down. You can also click the print button, and there's a full recipe if you don't feel like looking at the video. But the video shows you step by step, so there's no reason why you should go wrong with making some of the dishes that I put up there.
Now, we know one thing. Not everybody is the bestest of cook. Yes, I said it,
no.
Bestest. But the thing is, since Valentine's Day is coming up, hey, go on the website, get something simple. And I'm sure your boo, okay, however you want to look at it, your boo, your sweetie, your honey pie, something like that, if you got to throw some tacos together and make sure you get 2 candles and a little bottle of wine, keep it real sexy, then go ahead and do what you got to do. Now, Jasmine, you're here to read a poem to us. What poem are you going to read for us today?
Well, I wrote this poem for my husband. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he's at school tonight, so he won't be here to listen to it. But
we have archives.
Yes, you have archives. And I wrote it because, you know, you meet people in your life, and sometimes you kind of overlook them. Mm-hmm. And you're wondering why you can't find the person of your dreams, and you're just, you know, just kind of out there. And then you just don't realize half of the time they're right there in front of you. So I wrote this poem called I Never Dreamed That I Would Meet Someone Like You. So here it goes. I never dreamed that I would meet someone like you. My fantasy of love was clouded by imitations. If by chance in a dream you appeared, it would quickly dissipate. All through the night I would reach for you and whimper for your return. He would then turn to me and ask, "What's the matter?" And I would say, "Nothing, darling, I was only dreaming." Loving you made my heart smell like a velvety wine of pure elegance. With deep roots, you hinted rich tones that one day I would find you. You changed my world in search for you. Excuse me. In the middle of the day, my thoughts wandered off, paralyzing into your gaze. He would then turn to me and ask, "What are you dreaming of?" And I would say, "Nothing, darling, I was only dreaming." Every time I am with someone, I realize that no one else can love me the way you do. But there are times when I thought I was losing my mind. And then I would break down and cry. He would then turn to me and ask, "Why are you crying?" And I would say, "Nothing, darling, I'm just sad." It took some time for me to see that it wasn't far to be. I would dry my eyes and look through the shine of the window. You are there, you were there, staring at me from across the room as everyone disappeared in a distant memory. I never dreamed that I would meet someone like you.
Wow, that is sexy. Well, that... let me tell you, that's about baby-making poetry right there. All this dreaming and stuff like that, that's what I'm talking about, keeping it sexy for the Valentine's. You know what? I really do think it's important when you can tell someone how it is that you feel about them, because a lot of times people often don't hear how it is that, you know, you feel about them. And luckily, you now have it on wax.
Yes, I do. It was funny because I actually let him read it a few weeks ago when I did write it, and that was the first time he's ever read one of my poems, and he was so surprised. He said it was one of the most beautiful things he's ever read, so I was kind of surprised by that.
You know what? That's a wonderful thing. That, you know, it's a beautiful thing to be married. It's a beautiful thing to be having, you know, a husband that you can connect with, as Dr. Barbera was saying, and bringing yourself to love. You know, having the connection is a very important thing with that special person. But Jasmine, thank you very much for being on the show. I much appreciate it, and congratulations on being the second person. I mean, the first person to be the second time on the show. And we'll have to have you back again to speak about your spices.
Okay, thank you so much, Roland, and can't wait to hear everybody else. And thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good one. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to go the reverse way on this because I'm not quite sure with the phone number that's calling in, but the last four digits is 3456. Welcome to True View Radio with your host, Roland. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Chloe Miller.
Hey there.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. I'm actually calling from Chicago via the internet.
Oh, fantastic. Well, at least we know the internet works. Now, Chloe, why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
So I am a poet. I've been writing poetry since I was a child, and I studied poetry at Sarah Lawrence. I got my MFA there. And since then, I've been teaching, and I started a personalized wedding poem business.
Mm-hmm.
So I write poems for couples, for parents. They can use the poems as vows. They can read them as a toast, print them, have them framed. It's
now
a lot of fun.
Now, how can they find out about this?
So the website, it's wordarrangement.com. Mm-hmm. And I've been keeping a blog about my own wedding planning. I'm a bride. We're getting married this fall.
Congratulations. And love is all up in the air.
It is for sure. And the blog is wordarrangement.wordpress.com.
Fantastic. Now, see, for those who are going to try and do something really nice for the holiday, the Valentine's Day, you must have some breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Wouldn't you agree, Chloe?
I think definitely that's important.
Okay, then that's what Chloe Miller is going to go ahead and tell us today. She's going to tell us about her three little poems, Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner.
Excellent. Breakfast. I choose a culture between the worn pages, the one with asparagus, and fold it into the egg. I mince the garlic by hand, spice resting on my fingers. Some voyages begin this way. I parboil red potatoes. They float before roasting. Salt draws flavor, tastes like your skin in summer. We eat together, always together. Lunch. Mismatched bagged portions wait from morning to noon. We work and eat without defining difference. Dinner. We've returned to the table. A buon appetito and begin. Utensils chime. The softened bulk of veal stays wound around prosciutto sage. The wine breathes. Movie actors chewing. I watch your lips, teeth. We chew meat in the back of our mouths. It's also human and unmannered. Under the table, I rest my bare foot on yours. This is where I belong. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for being here. So now one more time, why don't you tell the people how they can get your information on your website?
Sure. The website for the personalized wedding poems is wordarrangement.com, and the blog is wordarrangement.wordpress.com. You can even subscribe there on the site to get daily updates. And my email address is Chloe Miller, CHLOEMILLER, @gmail.com.
Fantastic. Chloe Miller, thank you so much for being here and reading your poems, Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner. You take care and have a happy Valentine's Day from California to Chicago.
You too. Thank you, Roland. Bye-bye.
Take care. Stay well. Bye-bye. Coming up next from the 267 area code, what's your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, I'm Rachna. I'm calling from Montreal.
Oh, Rachna from Canada. Wow, I didn't realize that you were from Canada. Thank you very much for being here. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. So let me ask you this, Rachna. First of all, welcome to the show. What do you plan on doing this Valentine's Day?
Probably nothing, actually. My boyfriend lives in Philadelphia.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Y'all can have, you know, nowadays with the Skype and everything, y'all can have a nice romantic date via computer.
Yeah.
That way you can just, like, look into each other's eyes. The only thing is...
Right.
See how you got to get creative on? Yes, you have to get creative on these things. That's why I do these shows, Rachna. Now, why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
So I am a poet and spoken word writer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that full time. I'm a technical writer and trainer full time, and I run my own business. But poetry is definitely my passion, so I've been writing since I was a kid. And I've just recently gotten into performing spoken word over the last year, and I'm loving it. So I'm really happy to be here.
Wow, fantastic. And you know what? You had some other good news that you could share, too. That you
what
just signed a little contract to get one of your poems out there.
Yeah, I did. I got it.
See?
To a magazine.
That's right. Congratulations. That's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for you. Now, why don't you tell the people what it is that you're going to read?
I'm going to read a poem called Going South.
And what was the inspiration behind that?
I had heard a spoken word poet speak about interracial relationships, and it inspired me to write about that as well. So that's what inspired me.
Fantastic. Why don't you go ahead and read your piece, please?
Okay, Going South. The birds, they formed a V, and so did we, and flew to a destination of elation. The world thought we were flying south to get out and escape to a place where race had no face, It's cold up here in your heart, in your lies, with the fake in your eyes. How can we stay where you look at us that way? And so we formed a V, like an arrow, like a sparrow, letting our wind lift up those who follow in our sorrow. And we knew direction by the wind on our face. We flew with grace to find a place where race had no face, where love was not an outfit you had to match with jewelries of the past for it to last, where love was not a crayon, and we were not told to color in the lines because they knew we were blind, where boundaries did not exist, and love was not a tryst, and passion was not a twist of her wrist, to win and sin, to have and to hold until we turn cold. No, we went to warmth, where the only swarms were chickadees who formed a V to welcome a new form of we. No, we took to flight without a fight to find in space the only place where race had no face was in our hearts.
Wow, that's really hot. That is a very hot piece. Now, let me ask you this, because you spoke about interracial relationship in your poem. I mean, are you currently experiencing it, or is it something that you was inspired from someone else? I mean, what made you decide to write that?
I am not in an interracial relationship. My sister is, however, and a lot of people I know are. So it's just it's hard to see when people have trouble with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're lucky in our family we didn't. So, but a lot of people do, and it just sucks.
Yeah, it really does. You know, we definitely hope that people eventually will move past all of this nonsense, because in the world that we live in, it's so difficult to find love to begin with. And then when you find someone that is compatible and whom loves you, you have to go through all other people's ignorance. It just makes the world such an ugly place. But all in all, it still is a beautiful place to live, the world. Just it needs to be brought. Some people's horizons and knowledge just need to be broadened.
Exactly.
Now, Rachna, how can people get a hold of you, please?
I have a website. It's rachnavora.com.
You know you're going to have to spell that, girl, because it's not going to be an easy one.
It's rachnavora.com.
Fantastic. Now, I know you're in the chat room as well, so if you'd be so kind to go ahead. Wow, you're kind of quick. I can tell you in the business. Well, thank you so much for being here, and keep in contact with the show. I really appreciate you coming through and sharing your poem.
Thank you.
So take care, stay well, and we will definitely talk again.
Definitely.
Stay well. You're now listening to True View Radio with your host, Roland, and we have a number of guests on the line. And now we have a caller from the 603 area code. And by the way, the caller from 215 area code, can you please mute your computer, and then I'll bring you on next. Thank you so much. Caller from the 603 area code, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Stephen Reddick, and I'm calling from Candia, New Hampshire.
Hey there, sir, the author of The Hour.
Oh.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. Since we're moving into the next hour, you're the author of The Upcoming Hour. That's a beautiful thing.
I snuck on to listen to the show. What can I say?
There you go. Now, Stephen, you have a book out. Why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself and who you are and the book that you have out?
Well, I am I've been an author most of my life. I started writing at an early age, and I grew up in Caribou, Maine, originally. So I am a definite New Englander, now living here in Candy, New Hampshire, which is just a little ways outside of Manchester. The book I've written is entitled Out of the Rain, Conversations with Spaces Between Leaves. It's a compilation of poetry that I've written over the last 35 years.
Wow, so you've been in this game for quite a while.
Yes, I have. In and out of it, I would say.
Well, like all art forms, I think that is something that you dib and dab in. I mean, even though it's a passion, sometimes we have our moments that we leave. I mean, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I had the occurrence, I was an adopted child, and I was recently, last 7 years, reunited with my birth family. And you would think that'd give you a lot to write about, but instead I ended up getting a massive writer's block for about 6 months, didn't pick up a pencil or a pen, and, you know, and just sat there and went, why can't I write about this, you know, that type of thing. And it happens to the best of us. So.
Now, I want to go back because, you know, we talk about a whole bunch of things that pertains to relationship. The show is about relationship. How was that for you, not having your parents or your family and being raised by another family, then finding your family after X amount of years?
It was shell shock. I didn't find out I was adopted till I was 22 years old.
Oh, my.
And that was at a party with my best friend, who was also an adopted child, and he looked at me in a great drunken run-on sentence and went, gee, Steve, it's funny how two adopted kids like you and I can come from opposite ends of the country and meet in a godforsaken place like Caribou, Maine, and become best friends. And I looked at him and said, what do you mean, two adopted kids? Well, you and I. I'm not adopted. Of course you are. No, I'm not. Of course you are. No, I'm not going to be the first one to tell you. Well, a little late there, pal. Everybody in my town knew but me.
Wow, that must have been an overwhelming experience.
A lot like getting punched in the nose. You know, you have that funny face afterwards, and you just kind of like, oh, that's going to hurt as soon as I quit squinching my face. I know it is. And it was kind of that feeling. But it was a great miracle. I got to say that I'm a very lucky man. I had two parents that did everything they possibly could for me, loved me, you know, unconditionally, not because they had to or there was some biological thing, but because they wanted to. And they gave me a great start in life and, like I said, did everything for me that a parent possibly could.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they passed away, I was lucky enough to get reunited with this family, and it has been nothing but good. It's something that I guess needed to happen, so to speak, for many years. So, like I say, lucky. It's not often that you get two families.
This is true. I would definitely agree with you 100%. Wow, that's interesting. So, tell me a little bit about the book. I mean, what was the motivation behind your book?
My friends.
Wow,
my friends challenged me a lot. They said, you know, hey, you got a lot of good stuff here. Why don't you do a book? And I kind of put it off for a long while, but then the real motivation came in the form of the fact that I'm a two-time cancer survivor now and after the second time, I really kind of got motivated. You know, when you hear that C word, it really it really puts things in perspective real quick. You know, what's important, what's not, and you know, I'll admit I went right out and made a bucket list, and this was near the top of it, and I you know just said, well, I'm going to follow through on this. It's nothing ventured, nothing gained. You know.
Wow. So that, I mean, are you in remission now, or?
Yes. Yes, I am. I am on the road to recovery, so to speak. My last bout, I had kidney cancer, and they had to take my left kidney. And I've been recovering from that. That was back in September. So I'm 4 months out. I went on the basketball court for the first time last week and ran up and down and everything, and nothing fell out. So I felt good about that.
At least you can find a sense of humor to it, but that's a good thing.
Hey, you know, it's the sense of humor that keeps you going, you know. If it wasn't for laughter, we'd all be pretty miserable, wouldn't we?
This is true. Because, you know, I did a show back in October, actually a couple of shows, Does Cancer Have a Face? And the other show that I did is Being Single and Having a Mastectomy. And it's amazing what cancer can do to certain people, especially when you're not expecting. You're hit with such a overwhelming experience to hear that C word, as you mentioned, to it, you know, and then you have to go through your whole life changing with all the regimens that you go through.
Right. It was the first time I had a skin melanoma, and they had to do plastic surgery. And I'll tell you, when I took the bandage off a couple days after the surgery and took a look at it, it was, you know, I had what they call the Frankenstein complex afterwards. It was like, oh, my God, you know, you don't think that you're ever going to be the same and you're going to be, you know, totally marked for life and everything like that. But it, you know, luckily that all healed up and everything, but that's a pretty cold realization. Also made me realize, unfortunately, that there was a certain amount of vanity in me that I didn't realize existed before.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. I had to kind of overcome that a little bit. It's like, okay, you know, I can go out in public even though I have a little scar here, you know, nothing to worry about. Chicks dig scars, you know, that kind of thing.
You know,
I'm all right, you know.
That's funny that you would say that, because when I did the show, being single and having a mastectomy, you know, a lot of women said that that had stopped them from being, you know, they didn't feel as sexy because having the scars and everything. I didn't
right.
get any men who were able to come on the show, but it's interesting to hear you say that as a man because, you know, again, the whole cancer thing and what it does to people is relatively new to me. Because
right.
unless you are around people, you don't know how it affects them. And it's nice to be able to hear. That's what this show is about. It's all about relationships, whether it's a relationship with the illness, your family, or whether or not it's with your spouse. It's about motivation and upliftment. And to just to hear you say that you've had a bout with cancer back in September, you're out on a basketball court still playing ball, that's a
okay.
wonderful thing.
Yeah, and I'm 50, well, I'll be 54 this year.
Oh, look
so,
at you. Okay.
So I'm still running up and down the court, still beating some of the young guys down.
That's an excellent thing. So
I use an old man's trick, you know. What I do is I'll start out slow and get them to match my speed. Then I accelerate and go by them. You see? They feel sorry for me, you know, like, oh, I don't have to guard him. And then the next thing you know, I'm gone. Anyway.
Okay, so fantastic. So now what are you going to read for us today?
Boy, my stuff's quite short. I'd like to give you two, if you don't mind.
No, please do.
Okay. The first one I'd like to read for you, it's not one that I'd sent you before. This is the lady on before had mentioned how she writes wedding poems, and these
mm-hmm.
were the wedding vows that I wrote to my wife now of 16 years.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It's entitled Without You. I am nothing but the dust of which I am made, yet without you, I am less than that. I am north wind passing through bird-filled branches, yet without you, I carry no song. I am river rolling wide through green countryside, yet without you, I am endless desert. I am star winking across a trillion galaxies, yet without you, I am as dark as night. I am fire dancing with a thousand sparks, yet without you, I have no warmth. I am dust, or even less. Yet without you, I am nothing at all.
Wow. And that was your wedding vow to your wife?
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
you know, that's going to get you done 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, it will.
I mean, a lot of people, they just come up with wedding vows, and they're like, okay, look, I said I'm going to marry you, so, okay, I do. See, that's not going to get 30, 40 years. That's probably going to get you maybe 3 years max.
Right.
But that was fantastic. And what else do you have for us?
Well, the other thing I've got for you, since you mentioned a sense of humor and things like that, I will tell you quickly that I was writing a poem for a Valentine's Day contest many years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't in love at the time. It makes it a little tough to write about love.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the words of a professor of mine who said one time that if you run out of things to write about, compare two things that you think are totally unalike, and you'll come up with new similes and metaphors. So I was sitting at McDonald's, and I thought, let me see here. And I wrote this poem entitled Love at McDonald's. Like McDonald's? Oh, love is not. Although, sometimes it's quick and sometimes it's hot, and you can eat it in or you can eat it out, or you can get it in the drive-thru, but you'll have to shout. And sometimes it's messy and gets on your shirt, and sometimes you have it right out in the dirt. Oh, love at McDonald's. Oh, what a deal. Love at McDonald's, the real Happy Meal.
You know, that I read that one, and I was dying. That was so funny. Because you know what? Well, my favorite thing to do is eat. So when you compare it to food, you have my attention. And when I saw that, I was just enamored by that. That was fantastic. Now, how can people find out more about you?
Well, I also have my own website. It's StephenReddick.com. That's StephenReddick, Reddick is just like cider spelled backwards. And the book is available there, or people can go on to Amazon.com and just type in Out of the Rain. I think they have to put in the subtitle to get this exact book. I was very disappointed to find that there are many books by Out of the Rain title, but Conversations with Spaces Between Leaves.
Fantastic.
They can get it. They can get it in either one of those places, and my address is on the website if they want to send a letter, or my email address is on there also, spreddick@comcast.net.
Cool deal. And also, I want to just thank Sarah also for giving me the lead to you. It's much appreciated. Tell her I said thank you very much, and it was very nice having you on the show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it greatly.
Thank you, and please feel free to come on back again anytime you want to, you know, share another piece or something like that. Just let me know. Now you have direct access to me. It's trueviewradio@aim.com.
Okay, that sounds great. Love to be back.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Stephen. You're going to definitely have a great Valentine's Day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The wife will be right here for me.
See, that's a beautiful thing. Those are all the things that people miss when it comes on to relationships, and they don't do it successfully. That was a kind word you said. The wife will be right there for you. But thank you so much for coming through. Take care, and we'll do it again.
Sounds good. Thank you now.
Take care. All right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to just play one quick spoken word to another artist who's going to be here within the next hour, and her name is Anna Huckabee, and then I'm going to bring on the other spoken word artist. So right now you're going to hear Anna Huckabee Tull and her song, Missing You Sexy. welcome back to True View Radio with your host, Roland. And we're talking about two authors and 14 poets. It's been a great show thus far. We've had a host of poets on here sharing their pieces. And we have a few more before we start our second segment with the poets. And I'd like to bring on the caller from the 215 area code. Caller from the 215 area code, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, people? This is Versatile. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Family, what's good, man?
How you doing, Roland?
Oh, love is love, man. You know I'm trying to spread some out here.
All right, yeah, we need that in these days and times.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, you know, I was very impressed with your work. I did some research on you, and you've done some phenomenal work. In fact, I have your inauguration information video on the website.
Oh yeah, I peeked at earlier.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. That's definitely a good look. I appreciate that.
I'm showing love, bro. So why don't you tell the people how they can get a hold of you?
Through versatilepoetry.com. Versatile is actually spelled VersatileLe poetry.com. You can also Google a brother. So just type in Versatile. I'll definitely be in some of the top links there. All over YouTube, GodTube. But if you go to the website that's headquarters, you can reach me through there. And also the email address is versatile@versatile.info.
Fantastic. Now why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself and what some of your experience is about?
Well, I am a spoken word artist and or poet. I do live performance poetry. I actually have a mixtape coming out called Don't Worry, God Got You, and also a DVD of some of my live performances called Messenger, and that actually shall be up on the site for sale sometime next week. In terms of myself, I am a Philadelphia native, and you know, it's kind of funny, kind of ironic. Regina, who called in, I've seen her perform before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she and I have been, she may not know me, but if I mention the name Jose Seaborn, which is actually an art gallery where they have poetry here in Philly,
mm-hmm.
she'll definitely recognize that name. So shout out to Reshin. I want to send her some love. But yeah, I hail
from Philly. That's too bad. I didn't get the chance to have y'all on both at the same time.
Yeah, I know. That definitely would have been nice, add some nice flavor to the show. But yeah, I'm poor from Philadelphia. Started writing in my dorm room in college just as a pastime. Then they started having Love Jones Night on campus.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first experience seeing poetry done live, of course, other than the movie Love Jones. And I hopped up there, did a piece. They loved it. I fell in love with poetry. And it was just like a snowball effect. I've been doing it ever since.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, it's interesting how we can find love sometimes and inspiration when we're not even looking.
Yeah, it's right. And honestly, sometimes that's the best time because it's not calculated, it's not premeditated. It just is, and it was meant to be.
Now, I know that you have some show dates coming up. Why don't you tell the people where you're going to be and promote yourself a little bit?
Okay. I actually have a couple of dates coming up that I'm actually trying to lock them down in March with Panoramic Poetry, which will be in Philadelphia. That's every third Friday of the month. Sometime in the spring, I'm actually looking at penetrating the market in Nigeria. The actual DVD that I'm going to have for sale is actually going to be shown over there. So that's actually the mission right now, actually setting things in place to launch actually sometime in the summer. So it's not so much show dates, but you're going to see me on a couple different media avenues, whether it be radio and TV. And once I lock those down, they'll definitely see me. So ladies and gentlemen, just pay attention to the website, versatilepoetry.com, and you won't miss a thing.
Fantastic. Now, I played your joint politics earlier, and I'll probably close out with it. So what would you like to read for us live?
Okay, live. Well, I tell you what, not trying to take over the show, but if you like, I'll come on live and do another live one at the end if you want to.
Okay, that's fantastic. Okay, that's better than playing the track on the end. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold for a second, and that way you can get, you know, get some that aura together. Come on back through and do your thing.
All right, that sounds good.
Thank you, Versatile. I appreciate it, man. Hang on 1 second.
All right.
You're listening to True View Radio with your host, Roland, and that was Versatile, spoken word artist. And now I'm going to bring on a caller from the 608 area code. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm Cindy Anderson, and I'm in Sauk Prairie area of Wisconsin near Madison.
Hey there, Cindy. How are you doing?
Just great. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for being patient. And actually, thank everyone who's been on the line for being so patient so that way I can get through all the different poets. You know, I wanted to do something a little different. You know, I figured Valentine's Day, the second month, 14 days, two authors, 14 poets, you know, 16 people. That's quite a bit of people to get through.
Yeah, it's been fun listening, though.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for joining the blog, too. I saw that you joined the blog, and it's much appreciated. And why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
I'm a nurse, work in surgery, and I write poetry in my spare time. Usually it's just about friends and nature and kids and grandkids. But this is a chance to write about love, which is kind of an interesting thing for me, just kind of fun. So thanks.
Cindy, stop. You said grandkids?
Yeah.
That's our real young. You sound like you're 25. Get out of here.
Well, bless you. Thank you.
Wow, that's so fantastic. So what's the title of the poem that you would like to read for us today?
You selected two, so I'll just, should I read both? They're kind of short.
Please do.
Okay, I dedicate these to my husband, Jim.
Now, wait, before you go for it, now we got to ask some questions here. How long you and Jim been together?
This is 7 years for us.
Congratulations. 7 years is a beautiful thing because, you know, most relationships don't even last that long. But, you
know,
7 years is a beautiful thing.
Yes, we're very happy.
Congratulations. But go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, the first one is called Being With You. To tell the truth, I just love being with you. I don't care where we are, what we're doing, where we go, home or someplace far. I just love being with you, and I want you to know you are my favorite man on earth, and I've looked high and low.
Wow, look at that. Now, see, all I got to get married, I think is what the situation is, because all these husbands and wives, they're writing these wonderful, beautiful poems to their husbands. I don't think I've seen one come across my bedside yet.
It's coming.
Exactly. So, you know, I need one of those odes that's dedicated to me where, you know, she feels so special to have me. She just scribbled a few lines just to tell me how she feels. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
So what's the other one that you would like to read for us today?
Okay, it's called My Love. My Love. You ignite me. When I met you, deep inside, a flame began to glow. You incite me to love myself and to stretch and grow. You delight me with your love so thorough and so true. Our love spans body, mind, and soul. I want eternity with you.
Wow. Now, I forgot to ask an important question. He knows that you've written these poetries for him, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure because, you know, I should never take anything for granted. You wrote the poems and he didn't receive it.
Oh, no, he's my biggest fan.
see what I'm saying? I tell you, it's such a beautiful thing when you have someone who supports you. I really, truly believe that when you have someone who supports you, it just inspires you to just do something beautiful. And it's nice to have a husband like Jim and you being the great wife that you are.
Thank you.
And remember now, if Jim starts acting up, all you need to do is download the show, which you can, on the site, put it on a CD, and then just hand it to him in case he forgets.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming through and being so patient on the line. I appreciate it. And if you ever want to come back on through, because I will be having different poets and spoken word artists throughout the year, if you feel like you want to come back on, just give me a holler, a jingle, and let me know, and then we'll bring you back on.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. Stay well.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to True View Radio with your host, Roland, and we have a whole bunch of different spoken word artists on the line that's coming
up. Well?
And the caller, next caller from the 617 area code, what's the name and where you're calling from?
My name is Anna Huckabee Tull. I'm calling from Boston.
Hey there. How
Hi.
Are you doing today?
Very good. I have to thank you because you played my song already.
Yes. Because you know what? The thing about that is I was inspired. So some, you know, like all
there
inspiring
you
people, you play things when you feel the moment. So it was my moment.
Well, I'm glad. I enjoyed getting to hear it on your show. I've been liking listening to everybody talk.
Thank you so much for being here. So why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
Well, I have a kind of an interesting job. I'm a psychologist, and I write songs on commission for people when they go through a meaningful transition in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So people call me for all different kinds of things, but in terms of the theme of tonight's show, I get frequent calls from people asking if I will help them write a love song.
Mm.
So I've done lots of songs for Valentine's Day and for people expressing their love or for people getting engaged. But the one that you happen to have chosen of the songs of mine that I think you heard was actually one I wrote for my husband. So back to that theme of people getting married and writing love songs. And
you see what I mean?
I'm telling you.
Okay,
wait a minute. You up, brother.
Wait. Now, see, now that's going to be one of my requirements now, okay? If you're going to marry me, my requirement, you have to write me something.
There you go.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, you know, the other thing is, too, I think on this network I have had more therapists than probably any other host on this show.
Well, you know, it probably has to do with your theme, because if you're really thinking about what makes relationships work, then it's helpful to talk to people that spend a lifetime studying that stuff.
This is true. And what better way than to go to the source?
Yeah, why not?
Well, let me ask you this. What would you like to read for us tonight?
I wasn't expecting to read anything other than the one that you just played, the song that you played. But
Do you have one that you'd like to read for us?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. Okay.
Very nice to be asked.
You know what? I really appreciate having you on, too, as well, because,
yeah.
You know, when I read the words to the song, when you sent the words and the music, it was just really nice, you know, because Valentine's Day should be 365 days a year, but it's nice to just have that one special day of recognition in addition to the other 364 days in that year.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would. And I thought it was kind of interesting. I thought that you picked that particular song because part of what it deals with is, it's sort of hard thinking about it since it's already been played, but it kind of deals with this thing that happens sometimes when we're apart from the person that we love.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're kind of missing them and we're kind of talking like we're feeling all sexy, but the truth is we're not feeling all that sexy. We're feeling kind of sad or lonely or missing them. And so what I like about this song that you chose to play is that it sort of musically plays around with what it first feels like when you're trying to act sexy when you don't feel it, and then when you kind of get truthful with yourself and say, all right, actually, I don't feel that sexy. I feel kind of lonely and sad. And then in that moment where you get real, you can start to connect with the real, wait a minute, so why should I act sexy? Why don't I just feel like what it really feels like to be with you? And when you start really feeling that, suddenly you do feel sexy. You know, when you really stop and just think, well, this isn't some hype or something, I'm supposed to make somebody excited about me. If I just stop and really think to myself, what does it feel like when I'm with you, then it just sort of takes over your whole being.
Oh, I like that. But you know what? Now I have to piggyback on that and ask you a question, seeing as how you're a therapist and everything like that.
Sure.
What do you think causes disconnect in relationships, and how would you advise folks to reconnect?
That's an awesome question, because that's, I think, the thing that happens in relationships all the time, is that, you know, when you first fall in love with somebody, everything is so easy and so intense, and you're so connected, and then over time there comes this feeling of like, okay, maybe I'm starting to act a certain way on the surface and feel a different way underneath,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure how to talk about that. And so we build these sort of walls where we start acting more and more like everything's fine, when in reality something hurts or something they did didn't feel quite right, and we don't have the language for that. So here's my therapist tip for you. I can't remember what the book was, but there's a really cool concept that's called speaking the microscopic truth. And the idea is, when something isn't sitting right, instead of trying to explain it or say, you know, I think I feel disconnected from you because you did X or Y or Z, when you speak the microscopic truth, you're just describing how your body is feeling at that moment. So, you know, when you came home today and you were talking about work, for some reason, all of a sudden I felt really stiff and uncomfortable, and my heart started beating really fast, and something inside me started feeling weird and disconnected from you. So instead of trying to explain it or make a story about it, you just tell the truth of what's happening in your body, and the truth will set you free.
Amen to that. That's what they say, so I definitely can agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I definitely appreciate you and your song, and
right.
If you ever want to come back on, I have an open door policy, so feel free to come on back through.
All right. Well, I think you're doing a great thing, and I appreciate having been on.
Thank you so much. And, you know, considering you are a therapist, like I said, if you have a subject matter you talk about, just go ahead and email me, truthviewradio@aim.com. I have a lot of shows on different relationship topics.
Great. Will do.
Thank you so much.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Let's get you married soon.
Right. Exactly. Amen.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Anna Huckabee Tull and her song we played earlier, Missing You. Thank you so much for being here.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Good night. You're listening to True View Radio with your host, Roland, and we have our next caller on the line from the 303 area code. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Matt Domeno from Evergreen, Colorado in the Rocky Mountains.
Mr. Matt Domeno, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you, Roland. I did send in, I recorded this and sent it in to you.
Yes, you did.
That was the instructions I had, so I went ahead and did that.
Not a problem. Why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I live here in the beautiful Rocky Mountains, about 25 miles outside of Denver. And I started writing poetry about 17 years ago. And living where I do, obviously a lot of it had to do with nature. But also, about 15 years ago, I met and fell in love with this beautiful woman. And it's Valentine's Day, so I write about love. And I also, at other times, write about the social commentary. I'm very socially conscious. I was a district and county delegate for President Obama, and I was pretty proud of that. I didn't make it to the state, but the experience was great, and you know what the end result was.
Right, exactly. So you definitely are politically involved.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, you know, in this day and age with the way things are going, I definitely think that everyone needs to be actively involved in the state of the United States right now. Everyone has concerns, or should have concerns, I should probably say. Now, Matt, what is your beautiful wife's name so that way it can be on wax, sir?
Her name is Laura.
There you go. That way she can say, oh, that was so sweet of him. He mentioned my name on the air. And see, you can also download the information too. Now, Matt, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and play your piece, Magical Effects.
Okay.
And then I'm going to come back and then have you tell the people how they can get a hold of you.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Sounds great.
The smooth touch of your skin with its magical effect, your soft, measured breathing, the rhythmic beating of your heart as your head rests softly on my chest, the feel of penetrating warmth as your body touches mine, my arms enfolding you, give me the dual effect of excitement beyond belief and contentment found nowhere else. I am madly, profoundly, and passionately in love with you.
All right. That was Matt Domeno, and that was his title piece, Magical Effects. Now, Matt, before you go, where were you? I mean, not literally, but what frame of mind were you in when you wrote that?
I was in a pretty good frame of mind. It was it was a time when I was going through a little stress, mm-hmm. and I was on my way to work, and I just pulled. I work down in Denver, but I pulled over in this park, this beautiful park, and I just said, "Whoa, I'm going to chill for a little bit. I'm going to relax. I'm going to get out of this mood that I'm in." And I just thought of her, and that came to me.
Wow. See, that's real sexy. I think that goes both ways. If you have that open communication where, because, you know, a couple weeks ago, I had an elder gentleman on the show. He wrote a book, Grandpa Does Grandma. His name is Phil Parker. Yeah, the ABCs of Senior Sex. And
yeah.
Here's the funny thing about that, though. He says that he writes his wife notes all the time. And she writes him notes, too, but just to make sure that he doesn't eat meat because she's a vegetarian and she wants to save his life. But, you know, the funny thing about that is it's amazing how notes and odes to people, whether it's musically or whether or not it's in written form, can really help to strengthen your relationship. Would you agree?
I agree completely, absolutely. Because, you know, you're going to go through times when you get mad at each other, you argue, or you just feel a little bit aloof. And as long as you have that communication and you're able to verbalize it through song or through the spoken word, it's going to bring you closer together.
I would definitely agree. Now, Matt, before you leave, how can people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me through my wife's email. We're in the process of setting up the website. We kind of did this real sudden.
Mm-hmm.
But if they could email, and it sounds funny, but it's Laura at that cow, just like it sounds, THAT cow, .com.
You know, that's funny you would say that, because when I saw that, I'm like, that cow? Then you see a woman's name in the front of it, I'm like, okay, wait a minute now.
There's no connection there.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, man, I'm not even going to address this one. I'm just going to leave it alone. But Matt Domino, thank you so much for being here on the show. And like I said, if you have other pieces that you'd like to come on and discuss with us, please feel free to come on through again and share your work.
I will. And I'd just like to just say one thing.
Please.
People can contact me through that for that, and I will write poetry for them.
Fantastic. And that's Matt Domino. And the email address is laura@thatcow.com.
Correct.
Take care, Matt. Thank you very much, and happy Valentine's Day to you and your wife.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you for being here. Take care and stay well.
Okay, you too.
Take care. Now, I just want to say real quick that in the next few weeks, I'm going to be doing some seminars, so you should probably stay close to the site where I'm going to be doing an introduction on my book, Are You the Right One for Me?, where I will be discussing several things. I'll introduce people to an acronym that I call MAC, and I will also be discussing things like cleaning out your emotional closet, and the finale will be the 4 C's of a relationship, all the elements involved to having a healthy relationship. So make sure you stay close to TrueViewRadio.com, and scratch that. That's TrueView Radio, so that way you can find out additional information about the seminars coming up. And with that said, we're going to bring on a caller from the 917 area code. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name's Mara Felicia, and I am in New Jersey.
Hey there. How's the weather out there in New Jersey? I think it's a little cold out there, huh?
Windy more than cold, actually.
Oh,
windy,
okay.
More than cold.
So you're holding on to the car?
Oh, yeah.
I have my family that lives out in Jersey, so I get a weather report every morning when I speak to them about how the weather. Yeah, well, they don't think so because I'm in California, so they have a whole different perspective.
I hear ya.
So why don't you tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself, and why don't you tell them a little bit, like, what you're going to do for the Valentine's holiday, or what does it mean to you?
Sure. Well, I'm an artist, and I teach kissing lessons.
I thought that was pretty sexy, too, when I read your bio. I was like, ooh, wait, hold up. Teaching kissing lessons.
Don't you think that everybody could be a little bit of a better kisser?
Yes. You know, and I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to put it out in the air. That would include me. I think that everyone, some people, if they are a great kisser, they can move you in ways that you've just never been moved. So, yes, I would definitely agree with that. But it takes a lot of practice, I think, and the feeling behind it, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, oh, certainly. It's the practice of not just technique, but really getting in tune with the person that you're kissing and really just slowing down. We so often in this society hurry everything up.
Mm-hmm.
And in teaching lessons and the whole history of the kiss, the culture of kissing, it's all about slowing down and really simmering those moments and making them last so that you can actually enjoy what's going on.
I would definitely agree with that because, I mean, excuse me, I thought that everything was a quick, fast beat in the New York area because that's where I'm from originally, is New York. But, man, nowadays things are really just super-duper fast. And with the kids and with work, you know, like I hear a lot of people who say that the kids eat their dinners driving in the car while doing the homework on the way to gymnastics.
And right, all the time while texting, too, you know? Like, you can't just do one thing at a time.
Exactly. So what I do, my little secret is, my phone doesn't go with me everywhere I go. Sometimes it's okay to leave the phone where it needs to be. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually have phone-free weekends is what I do. Yeah. Yeah. And just, you know, take that time off and really enjoy myself and have a little vacation. So I got one of those phones that does email and chat and, you know, like it'll slice my bread and toast it for me if I really figure it out.
See, that's the other thing about phones. They do so much these days. Let me tell you, half of the things that the phone can do, we don't even know the capabilities of the phone. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and really actually coming back to kissing is all about conversation for me. And, you know, telephones are great for that, but it's also really wonderful to get together with somebody and see them face to face and really just experience who they are as a person.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that the drawback from kissing is that you have to be so close to a person, and especially if you don't enjoy being with them? You think that that's a telltale sign a little bit?
Well, I think there's lots of different ways to kiss. And so often we go right for the tongue or, you know, open mouth and deep in and I think that there's getting to know you kisses.
Mm-hmm.
There's even kissing without kissing, which is something that I go over in my class, or gentle caresses and you know, finding ways that you can use your entire body, because it's not just your face that's being in the context of a kiss. It's around 150 different muscles in your entire body.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you clue all of those in so that you can really get to know somebody? And if you're not getting that good vibe feeling, you know, check in with yourself. Are you not sitting the right way or standing the right way? Did you have something funky for lunch? You know, we bring all of those things. Are your jeans too tight? And so, you know, all of those things contribute to your kiss. And so, you know, you need to be as secure and as comfortable for yourself first, and to really truly connect and with the other person and be in your body for that.
Wow, that I'm going to have you back on the show to discuss this a little further, because if I wasn't having so many poets, I would have you further discuss it. But
oh, anytime, Roland.
But yes, I definitely need you to come back on so we could discuss this kiss and things. I think that we
absolutely
will probably help tons of people. Now
I am teaching a kissing class on the 8th of March. That's Sunday, the 8th of March in New York City.
Wow. So all those people who are in the New York City area and surrounding, that would be
mm-hmm.
Queens, Bronx, Long Island. Remember, you can see, is it Mara Feliz?
That's correct.
Mara Feliz.
And my website's gypsyartist.org,
mm-hmm.
and you can find all about kissing there.
Fantastic. Now, do you have a poem for us that you would like to read?
I sure do, and it's about a kiss. And it's about a kiss that was going really well, and then something happened. So.
Fantastic. So please do read for us.
Sure, Roland. Anything for you.
Thank you.
I want to kiss you in a conversational kind of way. It is a flirty and witty repartee. I want to listen to you fully, intently, gently. I will lean in and encourage you. Your hand will rest on my hip. I'll tip my head and brush against your nose. I'll hold your fingertips. I want to be quiet and mysterious. Draw you in closer. I will shift my weight and kiss just the top of your lips. And in this conversation, you won't always agree. You'll want to make a point and take your time. You'll be firm, confident. You'll choose carefully. I'll want to be sure that you're paying attention. I'll run my fingers through your hair, along your neck. I'll nibble your ear. Your back will straighten. Your arm will reach around my back, under my jacket. My back will straighten. We'll breathe. And remember that we're in a coffee shop in front of God and everybody, and that you're too old for me. And I'll speak softly a good night. Good night. Turn quickly away and out the back door and close this conversation of a kiss.
Oof. You said some key words over there. I don't wear glasses, but my eyeballs are surely starting to fog up.
Oh, my. Well, I've done my job, Roland.
Yes, you have. Well, Marta Felice, in the interest of time, I would definitely like to have you back again to discuss kissing. Thank you so much for being on the show. And I'm going to place you on hold, but thank you so much for calling in.
And thanks to Health Reporter Out, which is how I found out about this lovely show.
No problem. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Take care. Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Wow. That is the kissing coach. And so if anybody needs some help, you need to go ahead and contact Marta Felice. And coming up next is the 856 area code. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi. This is Danielle Ackley McPhail, and I'm also calling from New Jersey.
Wow, okay, so everybody's holding on with the cold weather out there, huh?
Well, luckily it's not so cold inside.
Oh, this is true. Fantastic. Well, thank you, Danielle, so much for calling in. Why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
I am an award-winning author and editor of mostly speculative fiction, poetry. I have 2 novels out, Yesterday's Dreams and Tomorrow's Memories. Those are part of a set with a 3rd book to come. And my most popular anthology series is Badass Fairies.
Mm-hmm. And what is that about exactly?
I'm very much into mythology. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, thanks to certain mega corporations that remain nameless, fairies have been mutated into soft and fluffy and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the mythology is actually very dark and strong, mischievous at the very least. So we have taken the modern-day fairy and taken it back to its roots. So you have the more traditional fairy that you would find in mythology in an urban setting.
Hmm. And by the way, I know that company you're talking about, but we're going to leave them nameless. I saw the report. Now, Danielle, you're going to read a poem for us, Simply Magical.
Yes.
If you would, please.
Simply Magical. Watch only for a moment the honeyed light of dawn, sparkling like magic on rose petals, misted by night's rain. I worship a dream of love. Your face the blossom and sweat your dew, kissed by morning's light as you lie beside me.
Wow. That is really nice and hot. Let me tell you, despite all the perfume smells that's going on in New Jersey, that was very hot and sensual.
So thank you very much.
But thank you so much. Now, how can people get a hold of you? Do you have a website?
I do have a website. I'm going to have to spell it because it's in Gaelic.
Okay. Please do.
It's pronounced Shinadair, but it's SIDHENADAIRE.com.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
And like I said, that's shemadare.com, which actually means elf of the oak.
And this is where they can get your books and everything?
All the information about my books and about myself pertaining to my writing. And I was wondering if you'd mind if I would read one more.
In the interest of time, I'm going to put you on for a quick second and then see if I can get through the other callers real quick, and then I'll come back. Okay, so hang on one second, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Caller from the 626 area code. What's your name and where you calling from? I think 626 is California.
You got it, Roland. This is Diane Teagarden from beautiful Pasadena, California.
Hello. At least we know we're experiencing the same kind of weather. We're right down the block from each other.
Oh, it's nice, isn't it?
Wow. Thank you so much for being here.
This is really neat. I mean, I've really been enjoying the show, listening in.
Thank you so much for, you know, coming out and willing to read your piece as well and you know, supporting all the other poets, including yourself. I definitely appreciate that.
It's a great idea, great concept you have here.
Yes, but you know, with the time and everything, two authors and 14 poets, woof, that's all. Quite a bit.
Yeah, you just got to get through it, huh?
Absolutely. Now, you're going to be doing your piece, The Crystal Heart.
Right, you chose that. I sent you three, and there was one very, very romantic one for my husband. But the crystal heart is really, it's when you have been hurt, and then you meet someone and you see they've been hurt, but then somehow you allow yourself to open up your heart, you know, even though it's taking a big chance, but, you know, you're both kind of, you know, embattled warriors, and the crystal heart is a description of kind of a process of your life. So it goes from the beginning to, you know, a good resolution, I think.
Wow, that's kind of interesting. Okay, so please do.
The crystal heart. Once I was a child, laughing at the world, I knew that I would learn and love to live and give and win. I boldly walked, then danced, then ran, so free and strong and brave. I knew that life was full of wonder, and I was not afraid. The child went out into the world that really is, a large and sometimes frightful place where you must earn and sin. The paths I took, well, some were hard, the ways of innocence severed. The child a woman became. Then I was a woman, hot, bright, and full of life. But years of living dangerously turned wishes into strife. Many times I've made mistakes, giving of deepest self. It finally tore my heart from me. It sat upon a lonely shelf. A man whose story matches mine had such a crystal heart. He bound it in a place of steel to hide the emptiness within. Then when we met, we saw a light reflected in each other's eyes, embers of fires burning low. The glass begins to fill again. We know.
Wow. You know what? You speak very well.
Thank you.
And I like how you just changed your voice in the midst of all of that. Now, you're married, right? Because I see your picture with your loving husband. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, we take that, you know, Sears gives this great little deal, package deal, and I always get this little coupon, and we go get all snazzy, and we've been doing it for about the last 2-3 years, and it's fun. The photographers always get us laughing, and it's funny. If you watch any of the reality TV shows, you realize if you laugh or smile too big, you're actually crunching your face all up. And
right, you smush it up.
And I noticed it was like my eyes is half closed in most of them, because I mean I have this huge smile, so I actually have to remember tone down the smile a little bit so that they can see your eyes open, you know. You don't look like a pirate or something.
Well, no, you did an excellent job, and I love the, see, they've been saying in the chat room that you did a wonderful job, so I would definitely agree with that. And like I said, in the interest of time, thank you so much for calling. Please keep in contact with the show so that way we can have you come back and do
yeah,
some more.
Yeah, mention my where they can find my.
Oh yeah, of course, definitely.
Okay, it's www.firewalkerpublications.com, and I have 3 books. One's a poetry book, one is a science fiction book, and one is a self-help divorce book for women. So I've got kind of a broad range of interests that I write about, and everyone's welcome to come on the website and enjoy all the articles and different samples of the books there.
Real quick, Diane, that will be on the 15th of February, the divorce book, for all those who didn't do so well on Saturday.
Okay. Now, on the 15th of February, you're having a divorce show?
No. You said your book was about divorce?
Oh, one of them is. One of them.
Yes, exactly. That would come in handy on the 15th of February.
Oh, I see. If somebody doesn't give you the correct Valentine's, it's
yes,
like,
yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your husband.
You as well, Roland.
Take care. Stay well. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And caller from the 508 air code, thank you so much for being patient. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Margaret Filand, and I'm from Millis, Massachusetts.
Hey there, Margaret. How are you doing? Thank you very much for calling in.
I'm doing fine. I've been listening to your show. I've been really enjoying it.
Yes. Thank you very much for being so patient. I definitely appreciate that. And let me just say this. If anybody wants to hear the remainder of the show, because there's 2 other artists that have spoken already that I would bring on the, you know, haven't finished up their thoughts, and it would go into the after party, as I like to call it, you're more than welcome to call in. The show number is 646-716-8385. It will only be like an additional 10 minutes or so to hear the other artists speak their piece, and it will be in the archive. So with that said, Margaret, please tell us a little bit about yourself, because I want you to read your 2 poems, Love Songs and Sexual Thoughts. Mm.
I live in Massachusetts. I started writing poetry many years ago when my sweetie and I first hooked up, and my sweetie liked poetry, so I started writing more and more, and it sort of snowballed from there. And before I knew it, I found myself writing for publication with a website, and I started writing children's stories in addition.
Wow. And you know what? I like what you just said. My sweetie. That was nice. I like that. So now you have 2 poems that you're going to read for us, Love Song and Sexual Thought.
Yes.
Would you please?
This one is Sexual Thoughts. I prefer long, slow kisses down my spine, feather touches on my thighs, soft, smooth skin warm to my touch as I lie across the bed, my head dangling over the side.
If that doesn't get you ready for Valentine's Day, I don't know what will. That's a very sensual poem.
Thank you.
And now, Love Song?
Love Song. I am like a child with her face pressed to the glass, longing to be your lover, to kiss your soft lips, feel your breasts against mine, breathe into your ear, inhale the scent of you, to feel the silk of your skin against mine. I yearn for your arms around me as I drift off to sleep, to wake with the warmth of your breath against the back of my neck, the two of us together.
Wow. Now, you're married too, right?
I've been with my partner for 15 years, but we are not married.
Okay. Hey, you know what? 15 years together, if you can stand someone for 15 years, it's a beautiful thing. Partner, husband, wife, however you want to go about it, it's a beautiful thing. I embrace everything on the show.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Wow. Now, how can people get a hold of you?
They can get hold of me at my website, www.margaretfiland.com, and that's MargaretFiland.
Fantastic, Margaret Filand. Thank you so much for being on TrueView Radio today and sharing your wonderful pieces with us. And like I said to all the other poets, the door is always open, so I appreciate it very much, you coming through. And good luck with all of your endeavors.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having all of us on the show, Roland.
Thank you very much. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Yep.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now you're listening to TrueView Radio with your host, Roland. And in closing, before we close out, I want to say that these 2 weeks has been very special to me to have to spend with everyone for Valentine's Day. It's been truly an exciting week. 2 weeks to just have everyone express their views. So my hope for everyone is that you spread love, whether or not it's with your children, your spouse, your significant other, or whomever, because in the end, no one wants to be alone. And if you can spread love with anyone and share love, it's a beautiful thing. So I'm going to bring on two other people. I'm going to bring on Danielle to say her second poem, and then I'm going to close out the show with Versatile. And if you would like to call in for another couple of minutes and listen to Versatile and Danielle, please feel free to do so. The call-in number is 646-716-8385. So thank you guys very much in case the show goes into the after party. Danielle, are you still with me?
I am. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you actually gave me a really good segue, because the poem that I want to read is actually written for a friend's daughter, and it's from my perspective, looking in on the two of them. It's called Ode to Alexa Madison. Entering this world, not asked for, but in no way denied, you rest beneath her breast, lullabied by the beat of loving heart. You join her gently and rest a moment and a lifetime, truly in the cradle of humanity. Time to leave the safety of your mother's womb, wrap her arms around you in both greeting and farewell. Two miracles of love are wrought with the dual birth of child and day. As you draw an independent breath, you take up your gift of life. Though as you grow, another's arms will hold you. For this brief moment, you are just your mother's daughter, with no other to lay claim. When all else lies in doubt, know your mother loves you.
Wow.
Thank you for letting me share that.
We think
about Valentine's Day, and we think about romantic partners, and there's so much more beyond that. And
oh, definitely I would agree with that. And I think that that's where the emphasis needs to change a little bit, that it's just not primarily about having just your significant other. It could be about spending time with your pet, if you're necessary, or, you know, someone that's significant, your grandparents. You know, everyone is deserving of love. So I definitely agree with you on that one.
Definitely. I really enjoyed myself. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. That's Danielle Ackley. Is it McPhail or McFall?
McPhail.
McPhail, thank you so much for being on the show. I definitely appreciate it very much, you spending the time with the family. And let's do it again sometime.
Definitely.
Thank you. Take care. Stay well.
You too. Bye-bye.
And to close out the show, we're going to bring on Versatile to give us one of his spoken words. So with further ado, we're going to bring on Mr. Versatile to close out the show. Thank you very much for being on the show tonight, and we look forward to doing it again. Mr. Versatile, give him what you got.
Hey, yo. This mahogany mommy got me thinking about monogamy. Thought I was Socrates. I changed my philosophy. Gotta be the way she's touched my world. See, I've been swimming in women since the beginning. Did a whole lot of sinning, but ever since she came into my vision... She changed my position. The collision between she and I caused ribbons in the sky that even Stevie could see. So there's no need to wonder. And like the lotto, she's got my number. I've got no time for slumber. I can't even miss a second of her love. We predestined from above. She, the definition of love. She gripped my heart like a glove and push come to shove, girlfriend. I'd do anything to have you sporting my wedding ring. And let it bring unity to you and me, because as one, we will make love under the moon. Take long walks under the sun. If you like that, I haven't even begun to lace you with romantic antics. Cause like a blanket, I got you covered and smothered in ebony, heavenly Hershey's kisses. I made it my business is when I got witness to your physical fitness. Whew, I thought it was Christmas. Sentence after sentence, I could talk about you forever. I'll leave you, never. We'll be together till the casket drops. Outside us have to stop with the he said, she said, when all that matters is what we said. Now some have said that marriage doesn't last, that it's a thing of the past. Well, whoever said that doesn't know you, doesn't know me, or what we've been through. And when you stand by my side, I swear it's like I feel humbled and proud at the same time, like I want to let the world know that you're mine. Because in these days and times, for the average girl, the M-O is H to the is-O. But it doesn't bother me, because when they come around and start jocking me, I just tell them, because of you, I'm in a state of monogamy. And that's what I'm talking about. VersatilePoetry.com.
Wow, that's a nice way to end this show. I'm not even going to say anything else. All I will say, when that CD drops, definitely come on through again, and let's promote it.
No doubt. Thanks for having me rolling. I'd just like to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody, and thanks again to True View Radio.
Thank you so much, family. The door is always open. If you ever want to drop me an MP3 or something like that, I will definitely play your work, and if you have a video, I'll definitely put it on the site, because I can appreciate good work, and your work is fantastic.
Thank you, Roland. I really, really appreciate that open door policy. Again, thanks for the opportunity, man.
Thank you. And you stay well and remain encouraged.
You too, brother. You too.
Take care.
God bless.
God bless. Thank everyone for listening to True View Radio with your host, Roland. It has been an incredible show, Valentine's Day. But remember, like I said before, Valentine's Day should be 365 days a year, just not one special day. Nice to have a special day for someone, but love every day. If you took one day, love someone differently each day, come back around and do it all over again, that says something about you. That means that you are spreading love. And that's why when you listen to True View Radio, the station where love is love, that's what it's all about in the end. Love. Love is love. Good night.
I know they say love is a game, but let's get serious. I gotta know more than your name, girlfriend, I'm serious. You're driving me insane, I think I'm delirious. I got so much to say, and I hope that you're hearing this. You see, I don't want my words to be in vain. My heart pumps you all through my veins. Since time is continuous, I'll be playing like Jane. I loved you the first second I saw you. I reckon I adore you. My love is like an old school note without the no or the maybe so. See, I'm banking on you, certainly yes. So I won't rest unless I have you for the rest of my life. Your presence has got me lopsided, and I can't hide it. Now you say I got issues, true, but most of them involve you. By the way, can I involve you in my madness? Without you, there's no method to it. Nothing more, nothing less but to do it. I tell you what, I'll be the politician, and you be the voter. Elect me, and we go half on a son or a daughter. You know I haven't sent you, I'm the one who put in the order. I don't care about the shipping as long as I'm handling you at some point. You think me kicking game is a game?